Good morning. This is Austin Coleman for the Ragsdale Mortuary, where funeral services begin at $195 complete, and the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company, where expansion is the key word, bringing you another in a series of Sunday morning programs designed just for you. The Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company has an expansion program that I know all of you will be interested in knowing about. However, I think the Valley Life can best be noted at this stage for the fine service that its representatives are doing for the people through our low-cost insurance plans. Why don't you look into this low-cost protection for your family? I'd like to begin our program this morning with a dedication for Mr. Milton Thomas Ellis, as the Sally Morton Singers will sing for us, The Old Ship of Zion. Thank you. The Valley Life Insurance Company was organized in 1956 for the sole purpose of giving the people of Arizona a plan of insurance that would protect them in event of death. In 1959, the company introduced a plan that enabled all of its present policyholders and gave future policyholders an opportunity to share in the profits of the company. As one of the company's future shareholders, I am sure that you will find satisfaction in the well-organized business that you have invested in, and will tell your friends about the wonderful program that you and hundreds of others share. Your future is as sure as you insure it. So be safe and insure with the Valley Life Insurance Company. We would like to continue our program with another dedication going out to Mrs. Emma Jones. Miss Clara Ward, God will take care of you. The key to growth in many businesses is expansion. This is why the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company is expanding. We hope to continue our growth by giving more service to more people. And as we grow, we would like for you to become a part of the large family of Valley Life policyholders. You have a representative in your area that will be more than happy to explain our programs to you. In recent weeks, some of you may have realized that your present insurance program isn't adequate to fit your present needs. Call the Valley Life and let us help you solve your problems. Returning to songs with the beautiful voices of the Sally Morton Singers, as they will sing for us at this time, I Need Him. Oh, two special announcements. The a cappella concert choir of Prairie View A&M College of Texas is being presented on Wednesday, March 4th by the Wesley Methodist Church. You may buy your tickets at the Valley Life Building. And on Sunday, March 16th at 3:30 p.m., there will be a program on Negro education being sponsored by the Interdenominational Ministers' Wives of Phoenix at the Southeast Broadway Baptist Church located at 2006 East Broadway. There will be many speakers on this program. All churches are asked to cooperate. Mrs. A. O.B. Bell, President, Mrs. Amelia Thompson, Secretary, the Reverend F. Tops Jr. is the pastor. We would like to continue this morning with the Stillman College Choir of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, as they tell us about a chariot ride. The Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company is installing in its home office new IBM machines and new telephone switchboards. All women who have had some training in either IBM key punch or switchboards, please apply immediately. Our President Lincoln Ragsdale has had a desire for many years to have an operation such as this that will give young Negro women an opportunity to learn to use IBM machines and PBX switchboards. So if you have a desire to fill one of these positions, please apply immediately. The first half of this program has been brought to you by the Valley Life and Casualty Insurance Company, where expansion is the key word to the future. The second half of our program will be brought to you by another expanding business, the Ragsdale Mortuary, where funeral services began at $195 complete. Yes, my friends, that's $195 complete. And no one is ever turned away for lack of funds. We would like to begin the second half of our program with a very lovely number from Miss Mahalia Jackson, as she tells us that she can put her trust in Jesus.
Even friends and near
When we say the Ragsdale Mortuary offers funeral services from $195 complete, we do mean $195 complete. These complete services include the preparation of the deceased, the selection of a casket, cause for the family, just to name a few of the services rendered. We are just large enough to serve you sacredly and beautifully, just small enough to know you and to help you. And remember, no one is ever turned away for lack of funds at the Ragsdale Mortuary, located in the New Valley Funeral Center. We would like to continue our program this morning with a selection by Miss Clara Ward. The Lord will understand and say, well done.
Well done. The word that the Savior has come, keep up your faith. The men don't believe you. The Lord. And say, well done.
The vice president of the NAACP on yesterday toured the southern part of the state because of an incident that happened in Coolidge, Arizona on last Sunday. We would like to give him an opportunity to explain this incident that happened in your state of Arizona, not in Alabama, but in Arizona. At this time, the Vice President of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, Lincoln Ragsdale.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. Yes, things are bad in Arizona. Just as bad as they are in Oklahoma or Texas. And in some places, it's just like living in Mississippi. Let's take, for instance, down in Coolidge, Arizona, where if a Negro were to stop at many of the cafes or restaurants, they would refuse him because of his color. I went down in Pinal County yesterday to investigate some of the problems that I face and you face as Negroes. And down in Coolidge last Sunday morning, a week ago, two Negroes were arrested and charged with $1,500 fines and bonds because they went into a restaurant not to eat in the restaurant, but to ask them to give them some food in their hands that they might go outside and eat. And while standing there, that they were insulted by some of the white patrons. Things are awful bad in Arizona. They find that even down in Pinal County, they marched last year because they couldn't work for the county. They wouldn't have the job opportunities that other people have in that same area. And I wonder this morning, what are you doing to help change the situation? Have you taken out your membership in the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People? We need members. I want to thank Mrs. Gertrude Harper down in Chandler, Arizona, for the wonderful work that she's doing with the Heart Fund and for sending her membership in for the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. And I wonder this Sunday morning, how many of you have prayed and to give us strength to keep on this fight? And how many of you have sent in letters to your senators and asked them to vote for public accommodations to do away with the law? It has passed the House. Now we need your support to send into your senator a letter and ask him to vote for the bill that give dignity to you and to your children. And I want to ask those in Maricopa County to please write Senator Brooke and to Senator Paul Singer and ask them to cast the vote for us because we need your help. And those of you who would like to help this cause and join the NAACP, will you please stop by the Valley Life Insurance Company or by the Ragsdale Mortuary, 1100 East Jefferson Street, and take out your membership in the NAACP. The only way we're going to do away with racial problems in Arizona is by we have to stand for something. We have to join together in some organization that's interested in the betterment of humanity and the giving you the equal opportunities. I'd like to this Sunday morning to thank all of you for the many cards and letters you've sent us. And I want to urge on you this Sunday morning, if you know of any young lady, a young man who wants a job in an office working the IBM machine or the switchboard or general secretarial work, we have two jobs opening in the Valley Life Insurance Company and at the Ragsdale Mortuary. Please come by and apply for these jobs. As we come to the close of this program this Sunday morning, we urge you to go to a church of your choice and let us have faith and keep on keeping on. And I want to remind you again what Paul said. He that provideth not for his own, especially those of his own household, is worse than an infidel. Let's provide for our own. Let's not lose faith. Let's keep on keeping on, because someday we shall overcome.